From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A top Liat official says original expectations for quick privatization of the airline were unrealistic. Puerto Rico tells CARICOM its days of having preferential access to major markets are limited. And it's been suggested that Haiti's de facto government could crumble under internal and external pressures. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Concerns are once again being expressed over the time being taken to restructure and privatize the airline industry in the region. I asked Liat's chief executive officer, Warren Smith, whether the original optimism in setting up a CARICOM committee under Prime Minister James Mitchell to explore ways to revamp the industry had been justified.
I think that we were all perhaps a little over-optimistic, and I think at this stage it is true to say we're probably a little disappointed that we have not been able to achieve our objective of privatizing both Liat and BWIA. However, what we are trying to do is to make the international airlines which serve the Caribbean and which potentially would like to serve the Caribbean, we're trying to make them aware of the potential of Liat as a feeder carrier for the international carriers.